John 14:23, Jesus says, "We," speaking of himself and the Father, "will come to him and make our home with him," the believer. Does this remind you of something Jesus said earlier? Well, it should. Look back in chapter 14, verse 2, it says, "In my Father's house there are many rooms." Heaven is the place where Jesus makes room for us. But here in verse 23, he also promises the believer that he and the Father and the Holy Spirit will make our lives their home. We are those who experience a little bit of heaven here on earth. This is the inauguration, the beginning, a foretaste of what life will be like in heaven. And did you know that this is what the entire Bible is about? The Bible begins with the setting of two people enjoying the presence of God. God was dwelling with them, but these people, they turned their backs on God, choosing to try to elevate themselves above God, which ended up breaking the relationship. And the rest of the Bible is God putting into action the means by which he would restore his relationship with his people. And the Father has done this through his Son's life, death, and resurrection. And now God dwells with those who have been redeemed. And one day, Jesus will come again and take us unto himself, present us with a new heaven and a new earth, and we will experience the fullness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. So what does this kingdom life look like here on earth? What does it look like to experience and enjoy the resurrection life, eternal life? It's in knowing that we have not been abandoned by God, but we have union with God even now. It's growing in the knowledge and love and wisdom and the power and the grace of Jesus. It's enjoying the presence of God in our lives right now. That's kingdom life. And I find it very telling that in a moment of fear, of panic, and of confusion, Jesus speaks words of comfort and hope and truth. And these are words for you today. When you pray today, please remember Sirapong Yalbang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Karangi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.